Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, October the 3rd of 2023. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it is great to be with you tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuned in to the broadcast. I'm just so grateful to God that you would make the determination to tune into the broadcast tonight and be prepared to hear from the word of the Lord and to learn, you know, from the word of the Lord and see what God has for you tonight. And my hope is, that you're going about, telling people about Jesus and how great he is. And it's great to know that we serve a miracle working God that is able to do miracles on our behalf. And he is the God of miracles. And I think about when we launched this program and we decided to call it The Miracle Man 6 years ago now. We were thinking of what to call it. And we both decided on Miracle Man because, I am a miracle man. God's done so many different miracles in my life. And, if it wasn't for his miracle working power, I would have very much likely been dead. Yeah, honestly, I would have been dead. But God, that's the silver lining. But God. And yes, Dr. Barclay had a part, my church had a part and all that, but most importantly, I thank God in his miracle working power and what he's done on my behalf. And so, that's part of why we called this program The Miracle Man when we launched it. Because I can see where people would ask, so why did you guys, why did you decide to call this program The Miracle Man when it was launched? Because God did so many miracles in my life. Not only that, but also I know that God is a God of miracles. The God that we serve is able and willing to do miracles on your behalf. And it's not just one of those, I wish, maybe he will, maybe he won't. Okay. If you're doing this thing of maybe he will, maybe he won't, then you're getting into this doubt and unbelief. And we don't want to have doubt and unbelief in God. Jesus said, if you have faith and do not doubt, you shall receive what it is that you're believing for in your life. And anything you, whatsoever you ask in his name, it shall be done for you. And I thank the Lord for Jesus for that. And so I just keep on keeping on, keep believing and knowing that I'm going to see the rest of what I've been believing him for so long. I'm going to see it be made manifest on my behalf. One thing I do is, you know, that I do and to keep my faith up, you know, of course I go to the house of God, but you see, a thing I do while I'm there is at the house of, at my church, we have ministers and elders up front to pray for people who have need, who have needs, you know, like in their body or whatever. And so I go up there basically every service when the service is over. And they pray the prayer of faith over me. Not the prayer of doubt and unbelief. Not the prayer of, will you, won't he? Will you or won't you, God? Where are you? It's been for, you know. They pray the prayer of faith over me. The Bible says, is any among you sick? Let them call upon the elders of the church. And they should pray the prayer of faith over you. And so that's what, you know, that's another thing that I do, is I get prayed for by the elders of the church, ministers of the church. And, you know, I just keep believing and trusting and knowing that he's going to do it on my behalf. And, I hear the word of God preached, and that builds up my faith. And, you know, and I just keep standing. The Bible says, doing all you can to do, stand firm. You know, after all you've done, after you've done everything you know to do, keep standing firm. Stand firm. So that's what I do. I do what I know to do. I stand firm on the word of God. And don't let my, and I don't allow myself to be swayed to the right or to the left, but to stand firm, to trust in his word. But that's why called us the Miracle Man when we launched it, because and so they came up with that name and thought, oh, it's okay. I mean, I don't mean okay, but oh, it's a good one, so we'll just go with that. No, honestly, I think it's a great name for it, for when we launched it, and God has used it. We've had 50-some thousand people over the course of 6 years tune into this program. I think it's cumulative based on overall, but you know something? Shows me people are finding out about this, and I thank God for that. And more people tuning into this program, I keep continuing to believe God for that, for more and more people to tune into the program and to hear about it, tell other people how they can be a part. And it's great. A friend of mine, their daughter lives in Florida. Her daughter lives in Florida, and I love her daughter very much. And Laura, yeah, this friend of mine, Laura, was telling me that her daughter, Madison, hello Madison if you're listening, she was telling me that her daughter has given out the book to a couple different people. The book, Rivers of Miracles, the book that I talk about on this program. And tell people, you know, how they can find out and all about it and read the book and how it can build your faith. And so it's been great to see that she's told people about the book, that they've been curious and they've been wanting to get it and they've been getting their hands on it. And that's been great. And people have been tuning into my program. People get referred to my program and they listen to it. And that is so cool that they do it. And And I believe they'll get ministered to. That it's not just, oh yeah, you turn into my program. And congrats, bravo, man, cool. I mean, yeah, it's cool that you turn into my program. That is so cool. But my hope is that you get ministered to when we bring you the uncompromised Word of God. Amen. Because, you see, that's what I stand on as I go through my life. And that's what you should be standing on. And the God I serve is the one true God. Not these other gods. I mean, not these false gods that aren't real. And can't deliver. And can't save. And can't heal. Nope. The God I serve does all those things. He heals. He delivers. He'll set you free. And it's just great to know that he's on your side. But of course, you have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. If you don't accept him as your Lord and Savior, you will not make heaven. The Bible is very clear about this. Very clear about it. And, you know, and let me tell you, we live in the last of the last days, and let me tell you, man, it's a maze. It really is a maze. But God can help you through the maze of the last days, because, you know, it's just a weird day. It's just weird. People are weirded out. They are. And some of it's like, we wonder why and different things like that. Why is this like this? Why is that like that? Well, you know, why this, why that, and why this, and all this other stuff. But, you know, goes to show, we are, in fact, in the last of the last days. And here's one way we know. I don't think any of you, when you got up this morning, said to your kids, you know, as they were getting ready for school, or to your spouse, as they were getting ready to go to work, or anything like that. I'm not sure if any of you, you know, said, now, honey, if the rapture happens, well, I'll see you in heaven. And when you hear the trumpet, look up. I'm not so sure that any of you, now maybe you did, but one clue that shows that Jesus will be coming anytime would be that people are just living life, and it's not like a whole ton of people are expecting him to come. It's not like a whole lot of people are expecting him to come. I think of, you know, in the days leading up to Y2K, billions of dollars was spent preparing computers. I mean, trying to get computer stuff online, you know, for the year 2000, because of the idea that when it hits 2000, that the computers could not go to four digits. That computer clock thing or whatever. And so they spent, you know, businesses spent all kinds of money on all kinds of systems, stuff like that. And my pastor was at a summit where there was, like, you know, 8, 10, 12 different preachers from so many different places And they were all talking about, you know, how they thought the Lord was going to come and stuff, and the different ones. And Dr. Buckley, you know, they come to Dr. Buckley, and he says, I'll pass. And they go, well, Doc, what do you mean you'll pass? We want to hear what you have to say. And he's like, well, folks, you're all talking about how he's coming, and so many people are convinced that he's going to come. The Bible, and he said, the Bible says that he'll come at an hour that they don't expect. And he says, well, I want to agree with you. I really want to agree. But he's like, well, according to the Word of God, you know, I don't see where he's going to come on midnight at the start of the year 2000 when you all expect him to come. He didn't come. So that's proof, though. But today, you know, people just go through life. They just, you know, worry about their future and all that stuff. People eat, people drink, people marry, you know, all that. I mean, people even marry cats nowadays. That doesn't make it right, just saying. I'm just saying. But people will eat, they will drink, they will be married, they will be given in marriage, just like the days of Sodom, just like the day Noah entered the ark. That's how you'll know, he says, that's how you'll know that you're in the last days. That's one way you'll know. We have that going on too. And Dr. Mark Buckley is doing a thing down in Florida, you know, a little conference, not necessarily conference, but like discussion type thing, you know, at the church in Florida. It's called New Way Church, Florida. I don't know what the website is, but I found it on Google. YouTube, and I listened to the first part of it at least today, at least part of the first part of it. And one of the questions that was asked was, what is a key event that will show that we're close? And he said, both of the two things that I just told you. Needless to say, you know, that to say, you know, we're in the last of the last days. And God wants to help us through the maze of the last days. But you just got to trust in him. Amen. So there's a couple of quick things that I always mention that I want to make sure I remind you of before I get into a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord for a few minutes. Number one, the book, Rivers of Miracles, it's the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been and how we just continue to trust in him. Know that his promises are yes and amen, and that he will do what he said in his word. And we know that for a fact, that he will do what he said. And so I'll just keep that in mind and just know that his promises are for good. You can go online to the website, Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to your life. I want it to be a blessing to your life. I really do. And you can go online to that website. You can buy the book right there. We've made it very easy for you. And I always pray for those who read it. And then you can check that out. The other thing I would like to remind you about real quick is about the PayPal. You can go online to PayPal in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. I don't tell you how much to sell into the program. I don't do that. It's up to you to decide how much you want to sell and how much, you know, you feel like you should sell. That's up to you to decide. And you can go online to the website, paypal.com, in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And when you get on that website, you can type my name in the search box. It's Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, Rivers. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A, Shukla. Please keep in mind, if you would, the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So if you would, please make a note of that. Also, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. So if you would, make a note of that as well. I always take a minute to notify you of that so that you can just, you know, sow your seed into the program. That's why I always make sure that I do my part to tell you. And when you get on the web, and, you know, and also, and about that, I always try to tell you, I thank you. I always, I want to give a shout out to Laura from Mid-Michigan here with Sown Seeds, and also to Natalia from over in Honduras, who tunes in on a regular basis. And so thank you, thanks to both of you for your seeds that you have sown into the program. And it's just great that you would do that. And so the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is, therefore bring ye all the tithes and offerings into the storehouse, that there may be meat into my house, in my house. And prove me, wherein therefore, that I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing of which you will not be able to receive, and which you will not be able to contain. He wants to not only rebuke the devourer by sowing your tithe, but he wants to bless you above and beyond what you can comprehend. Amen. And it's great to know that he's the God of more than enough. More than enough. Not just enough. But I just know that he's going to do it for us. And so, and now I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. And we'll see what the Lord has for us for tonight. And so I will sing and then
are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. Yes, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good. So good, so good. Yes, you are. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good, all the time, all the time. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. For who you are. For who you are. You are good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness comes, it won't prevail. The God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. My God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory.
I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory, I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. Ooh. 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 You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yes. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yeah. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. Yeah. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Seeing what you can do, and now is in God of wonder. Oh God of wonder, your kindness knows no end. Oh God of wonders, your kindness knows no end. There's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't save, all things are possible. There's no broken soul that you can't save, no mountain you can raise, all things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death has overcome. You've already come on. Oh God of revival. He rose in victory, and now you see it. So why should my heart fear what you've defeated? I'll trust in you alone. Cause there's no prison wall you can't break through, no mountain you can't move, all things are possible. There's no broken body you can't raise, no soul that you can't save, all things are possible. Yeah, the darkest night, you've already won. You've already won. Oh God of revival, the darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. Oh God of revival. God of revival. Come awaken your people. No. Oh, God of revival. God of revival. Come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, come, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken the city. Come awaken your people. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up.
Oh, God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. You've already won. Oh, God of revival, let hope come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh, God of revival, pour it out. Pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh, God of revival, pour it out. Pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh, God of revival, pour it out. Pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh, God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Heaven, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each one of our lives. Thank you. You are the God of revival. You are the God of revival. You are the great I am. Thank you, Lord God, for what you are to each one, each and every one of us. You know what it is that we have need of in our lives. Thank you, Master, that you are able, you are willing. Thank you that you are ministering to us. You are meeting our needs right where we are. You are meeting our needs. You know what we have need of, Jesus. Thank you that you are just. You are our Jehovah. Thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of us individually. And I thank you, Master, that you are moving in our midst, that you are meeting the needs of every listener represented in this program, even when I don't. But you do know. And I trust you, Lord God. I know you're meeting every need. Thank you that your anointing is on them, that you are just ministering to them, that you're calming these storms. I take authority over these storms that try to just ravage our lives. I speak calm to these storms right now. Just peace, calm. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for our time in the Word tonight. That these listeners are ready to receive from your Word what you have for them tonight. Thank you that you are meeting every need. But I thank you that as we study your Word, you reveal yourself to these listeners right where they are. And now I make my confession. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that finances come into this program. I thank you, Father, that more and more listeners turn into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In your matchless name, Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen and amen. I want you to turn with me, if you would, in your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 2. Ooh, amen. Turn with me, if you would, Mark chapter 2. And we're going to see what he has for us tonight in this chapter. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 1. Hallelujah. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home.
So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. I'll continue reading for now. We'll come back to that later. And he preached the word to them, continuing. Okay, the verse didn't say continued. I said continued. He preached the word to them. Some men came bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, like we said, couldn't even get inside the door because there was so many people. There physically was no room. It's not just like, it's based on the fire marshal, what the fire marshal says. No. And if there was a fire, who knows if they'd be able to get out. But since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus. What? What? An opening in the roof? These people are crazy. They made an opening in the roof above Jesus and, after digging through it, lowered the mat that the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law, you know, Pharisees, Sadducees, they always, every time there's a miracle, they always have to come and wreck it. Every time, they always have to come and try to dissect it. Verse 6. Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say," I'm turning the page. The verse doesn't say I'm turning the page, but I said, "Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." And he said to the paralytic, "I say to you," I tell you, in other words, "get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We've never seen anything like this." So, you see, I love this story. I love it. And so, you know, so first of all, you know, it's like, so Jesus just, 7:20 p.m. he's, you know, teaching those people, you know, and he's starting to teach them, and you got an absolute capacity crowd in the synagogue. I mean, now, you know, where I live in America, you know, you're supposed to have room to be able to get out the door in case of a fire and different things like that. But technically speaking, there was, in fact, a capacity crowd in the building. You could not fit another person in. So they come. There's four men helping carry this guy. They got him on a bed. They're on their way to that synagogue. We'll say, like, they're on their way to church. And so they're getting closer and closer to church, you know, and they're like, and they're looking and they're like, I see something here. And they're like, wow, there's nobody. I mean, there's no way. It doesn't look like we can get inside at all. And they didn't want to, you know, ask them to move and be like, Hey, can you move? Please? No, they could tell. In their own way, they could tell that building inside of there was full. Now, I'll try to be in a place and I'll try to always try to figure out, ask or whatever, you know, how full is it in here? Like, how full are these seats or whatever? Not everywhere and not all the time. But I mean, it all depends. Like, how many people are here, in other words? Notice it didn't say how many people, but it did say there was no room for more people. It was 100% full in there. So they're like, okay, what can we do? One of them has this absolute crazy, yet brilliant idea, but crazy idea. And so they decide, you know, yeah, bring them in through the roof. They dig a hole in the roof, and they, you know, go up into the roof. You know, they put the bed up in the roof, and, you know, they bring them down through the roof. And guess who is on the other side? And guess who is right there? Jesus. I'm sure there's people in there looking around and they're thinking, all these crazy people. What are these guys doing here? What are these guys doing here? Aren't they just some crazy people that they would decide to bring this man down through on a bed through this roof? And so they get him in, and Jesus looks at the paralytic. He sees that these four men have faith. He sees that the four men had faith. Their faith. They had so much faith. Oh, they could have just said, sorry, Mike. No, let me think of a different name. Sorry, Billy Bob. Place is full. Try again next time, I guess. But we're looking and we can see no way to get us in there. We can't see a way in. Full. I could have just said that. I mean, like, oh, well, we tried. But no, they bring him up through the roof, bring him down into that synagogue in front of Jesus. He sees these four guys and their high amount of faith. It took courage to be able to do that, to bring a bed down through a roof of a building. You know what that showed? Not only faith, desperation. They were desperate. They didn't care how sick he was. Brought him there. Brought him in. With a circumstance of a capacity crowd. Actually, here in this country nowadays, it would be capacity plus. They'd probably have to ask some people to leave or otherwise just have the thing shut down. But he had faith. I mean, these guys had faith. They say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven. But then, of course, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, Every time Jesus does a miracle in the Bible, basically, just about. So oftentimes it is the miracle in the Bible, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the teachers of the law. It's like they're all sitting there and they're just sitting there and they're all like, huh? What's going on? They're like, how can we go after him? What can we say now? It's like, they're sitting there like trying to see what can they say? What can they do? So they're thinking in their minds, why would he say your sins are forgiven? Why would he say your sins are forgiven? You know, shouldn't he find something else to say? I mean, don't you see she's paralyzed in a bed? Don't you see that these four guys brought him down right in front of him, in a place that basically can't hold another person because it's bursting at the seams with people? But then Jesus knows what these people are thinking in their hearts. And he asks them, well, why do you think these thoughts in your hearts? Jesus knew what they were thinking. He knew in his spirit they were thinking things in their hearts. They were thinking things. Jesus knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're thinking. But, you see, he says, which is easier to say? Is it easier for me to say, your sins are forgiven? Or to say, rise up and walk? So he looks around and he says to the paralytic guy that we call Billy Bob. So he said to Billy Bob, I say to you, get up, take that bed out of here, and go home. He gets up, takes the bed out of there with him, and he goes out of there praising God, thanking God for what he had done. And all these people are like, we're amazed at what we've seen, and I imagine they're shouting and they're going crazy. I don't mean a bad crazy, but I imagine they're shouting unto God and they're thanking God for what they had seen. And they're like, look at what we've seen. Look at the miracle we've seen. We saw a guy come in here, paralyzed. They didn't have wheelchairs like they did now. where now someone who's paralyzed, they can have them in a wheelchair. And the wheelchair can do things for them. And they can do things in the wheelchair, go places in the wheelchair, things like that. But he was... But you see, these people, those people, loved him, loved Billy Bob so much that they took him to where Jesus was, and he got his miracle. When's the last time you were so desperate for God to move on your behalf? When is the last time that you were so desperate for God to move on your behalf that you would just do whatever it took to get what you were believing for? Or you had a relative, or for your relative to get what they were believing for. When's the last time that you were so desperate, that they were so desperate that they just called out, Jesus, have mercy on me. They would just have that desperation. They would just do whatever it takes. Get to the house of God when there's that screaming circumstance screaming at you. But you just get to the house of God no matter what. And you just let God get in there, and you let God minister to you, and you let God do what he does, and you trust him, and you let God do the things that God does. I don't mean to laugh, but I mean, it's just amazing what he does for us. For each individual person. And it's just great how he just works on our behalf. And God just did that for him right there. He just did. He met that guy's need right there. But like I said, when's the last time that you were just that desperate, that you would just get in there, regardless of what, you know, by get in there, I mean, just let God minister and let him do what he does and just let him just move mightily on your behalf and let him just meet your needs right there and just but I mean when was the last time that you just decided that you were desperate and just decided that you would do whatever it took to let God minister to you, regardless of what was going on. You see, those people, they let him. They allowed Jesus to minister to him and to move on their behalf. Lord God, I pray that we would be desperate like that again,
that we would be desperate when we have need, that we would just come before you and know that you would meet our needs individually, and that we would just have it in us to trust you no matter what, and to just know that you have plans for us, to help us, plans to prosper us, and that in you we can be healed, in you we can be delivered, in you we can be set free. And I give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see all of you, talk to all of you next time. Oh.